whole uniqueness is at 30 minutes. Yeah. Tom.
Kum lehna blad gemara. Kum lehna blad gemara.
It's like
Tillum Shabbos and Vorchim, you know. When daf ein alav, but alav, the second day is chedesh.
Doesn't matter when you start, it's when you finish.
Yeah. Okay, we're already more besimcha today than yesterday.
Site 71A, yeah.
71A, and we are up to here, I'll tell you exactly what we're up to. We, Rabbi Shmuel told us that behema and chaya both mean the same thing, so when the Torah spells out both, it's redundant. So we explained why behema tohera, chaya tohera, what each one teaches. So for example, chaya tohera, you learn from behema tohera, how do you know what simanim it renders a chaya kosher? So we compare a chaya to behema, the two signs, and we compare a behema to a chaya, how do you know you're not a crossbreed? So therefore we learn that. Then we up to here, we're up to a chaya tmeya to behema tmeya, not a crossbreed. Behema tmeya bechal chaya tmeya, but 10 lines from the top, the last of the line is behema. Behema tmeya bechal chaya tmeya. What are we comparing from a behema tmeya to a chaya tmeya? Look at the Rebbe, that is the teacher's Rebbe's din. The Tanya, behema tmeya is extra. The fact that you could have just said chaya tmeya, says behema tmeya, comes to teach us something. What? And this is all Rabbi Shmuel said, but Ben Azai lamented the fact that he didn't learn directly from Rabbi Shmuel. The time we learn, the Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Ekrani, there's a pasuk which says that if a person touches anything tamei, or if he touches the veil of a tamedik achaya, or he touches the veil of a tamedik behema, which is totally redundant. The tamedik behema and achaya is the exact same thing. Or you touch a sheretz, because if you only had read that pasuk, you would think that just touching it, you become already, you did an aveda. Bring carbon, so on and so forth. Ekrani, chaya, behema, lama. Why did this type of spell out behema? Lama, nemra. Nemra, to teach you a hekesh. It's extra to teach you gzeres shava. There's another pasuk where it talks about kachim. And there it says if a person touches something tamei or a behema tameya, and it says behema tameya, and then if he eats a carbon shlamim, it's chayav karis. So over there is behema tameya, and over here it's extra behema tameya. So we have gzeres shava. And when the pasuk over here says that if you touch it, you're liable, it's only if you then ate kachim or you went into the Beis HaMikdash. And the only way we know that is from the gzeres shava behema tameya. The only way you can have gzeres shava is if it's extra. And the only reason why it's extra is because it says already chaya tameya, and you touch the chaya tameya. Why does it have to then enunciate if you touch a behema tameya? And why is that extra? Because Rabbi Shmuel told us that behema chaya are the same. So that's what it comes to teach you. Talking about karbonis, you tell me you proceed to eat karbonis. I've come to Moskaidish. Okay, behema, there's one more left still. Behema tohida bechal chaya tohida. Behema tohida is included in chaya tohida, so why do we have it sometimes separately? It's either to teach you by chaya, the tohida uses the word that he created animals. And over there it says, by yotzer Hashem alakim, that the Eibishter formed min adama. By behemoth, we don't find the word. So what? Ramei is mechadish if an ordinary human being, a woman, gives birth to a baby that looks like a behemoth, looks like a chaya. Does she have to sit for males, you know, all the laws of tumah, as if she gave birth to a human? And we learn from the word vayotza yitzira, which is the same word used by a human, and we use it by a chaya. So we say that yes, and therefore by behemoth the same thing. So the only way that we learn out behemoth is from chaya is because behemoth is redundant. It's not how mapel is for human being, it's mapel. Min behema chayvoy, bain tmein, bain tmein, I don't care. The animal that she produced was a tamadik animal or non kosher or tar or kosher. Im zocha, teisha zocha, you gotta sit the 7:33. Im nekeva, teisha keva, the 14:66. Eina yedua, teisha zocha, you mach, but you're a mayor. Lacham disagree. Kosher, eina matus, adam, eina lacham disagree with this. But a mayor does. Why is he learned? Because we're comparing. Because behema is compared to chaya, and by chaya we find the word creating, forming, same thing by behema.
So you're saying end of life means it's not a human life. It
might not live for more than it doesn't matter. And they fall also, yeah.
It's a mapelis.
Yeah, no, exactly.
So, I'm saying it has the tzura of a behema.
Exactly. Chacham is saying because it doesn't look like a human, you don't have to sit to him at all. Yeah. The Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon and Mishnah, and Rabbi Yisi and Mishnah, makes a distinction between a non-kosher animal. We talk about if a shepherd puts his hand in. According to Rabbi Yisi, whether the animal is kosher or non-kosher, the shepherd touches the fetus, it's tired. According to Rabbi Yisi, only a kosher animal, not a kosher animal. And we made all those distinctions. According to Rabbanon, don't make these distinctions. What do they do with the pasuk? The whole pasuk that talks about behema separated from chayy is teaching what Rabbi said before about tumah. Next Mishnah. What about an isha shemeiz volada? Still, I'm talking about animals. What about a woman that her child died but take me inside a womb? Uposhta chay is yada, the midwife put her hand inside, v'nogaba, touched the dead fetus. Hachay etmeh, she's obviously tummy. Tumah shiva, she's tummy because she touched a dead body. Abba v'yisha, the mother, to hate her. She's torn until the blood actually comes out. There's two possible reasons why. Either it's called tumas beis hastadim or tumas habluah. Tumas beis hastadim, we learn out in Nidah, we learn that if the tumah is internal, it's somewhere inside, hidden, it doesn't spread. And this is inside her, so it doesn't count. Is that the reason why she's not tummy? Or is the reason because tumah habluah? Tumah habluah is any tumah which is not in the four is not metameh. My love, Kamina, as we'll see more later, you have two rings inside you. A tumah digger ring and a toy digger ring. So the person does not become tummy because this tumah is based on studying, the tumah is inside. But the other ring will become tummy. So if she defecates, you know, the other ring, it'll be a tumah digger ring. But if it's because tumah habluah, things while they are absorbed cannot generate tumah, then the other ring, if it comes out separately, will remain tummy. So which one is it? As we'll see.
So here, they're not saying that it's a yerech, that it's uberuzis.
No. So the question is, so why the chayit does become tummy? If it's based on studying, but whatever reason is, what's going on? Gemara will explain.
But if it's yerech,
but it's dead. It's still dead. Uber is dead. Once the uber is dead, it's no longer yerech ima.
Let's say she has a leg that dies. A leg.
But it's not considered. Once it's dead, you're no longer uber yerech ima. It's separate now. It's dead, it's separate.
Even though it's...
Because the mother's alive, yeah. Omar Rabba says, Rabba, Kashem Shetuma Blua. Rabba says, the Hezbollah, the Mishnah is not based on studying, but Tuma Blua. Just like Tuma Blua ain't a metama. If you have, let's say, if she swallowed a Tuma de Garing and then walks into a house, it doesn't generate any Tuma. It doesn't spread any Tuma. She's out of become Tuma if she didn't touch it. Kach so too, Tara Blua Ematama. If she swallowed a ring, a Toydig ring, and she walks in a Tumadig house, that Toydig ring does not become Tame. Just like it doesn't generate Tuma, it doesn't receive Tuma either. Tuma Bluminon, how do you know this whole concept of Tuma Blua? It says, in Pasuk, if somebody eats from the Vela, Yechabez Begodav, if you ate from the Vela, you should wash your clothes. Miloiskinen, it's talking about, yes, if somebody eats something that's tummy, he has to wash his clothes and wait till the sun sets. He goes to the mikveh and head of Shemesh. Now, Miloiskinen, the ochal summer shechama, he ate right before shechama. Ukama rachmon, and the Torah says, tired. Now, the tummy, the food is still inside him. So, why is he tired as soon as the sun sets? He's still tummy. But so there's an ayah that tumor, once it's absorbed inside, it no longer generates tumor. Once you swallowed and chewed the food, it's not edible anymore. If you would have spat it out, no human can eat it. And the pasuk says that what do you do with tray for food? Like titnena, right? A mocher. It's because the Torah says that you have to give it to a ger. We learn out, according to this opinion, that if it's no longer suitable for a ger, no, it's not food suitable for human consumption, it's no longer considered treif.
This was ger like the Lashon Gera.
No. Malageda, no. Honichal Rabbi Yechon, that makes sense. According to Rabbi Yechon, that says, "Damar achazu v'achazu ad lekelav shapir." That according to Rabbi Yechon, it says, whether we're talking about the tumor of a person, something that has spread tumor to a person, or whether we're talking about spreading tumor to a lower level of tumor, let's say to food, makes no difference. Once it's no longer fit for human consumption, it's no longer metame. Okay, get a good raya. So how come a person? Goes to the mikveh and then he's happy with the head of Shemesh. Must be because the food is considered so therefore there's no raya from there, because maybe the reason why at night you can go to mikveh, because once you chew the food, even though 5 minutes before, it's no longer food for human consumption, it's no longer tumah involved, nothing to do with tumah blua. So Hani Chab Yechidami says achazuv achazu ad lekelev. He says that till kelev, in other words, he argues and he says that if it's fit for an animal consumption, even though it's not fit for human, it's still considered food. So then how come he doesn't become tummy at night when the sun comes out? The food is still edible for, if he spat it out, dogs would eat it. Must be because tumah blua. Elabah Potadamar says, tumah chamura legeva tumah kala kelev. He holds that what tumah chamura, if it's no longer fit for human consumption, no longer counts. So Mishul Lachazir Legeh Nu. So therefore, what's the ray from here? The Heed Lachazir. So Lachayda. If it's no longer fit, no ray from here, because maybe you can say that if it's not fit, the reason why at night he is tired is not because Tuma Blua doesn't generate Tuma. It's because the food is no longer fit for consumption for a ger, because he swallowed it, he ingested it, and therefore that's why no ray from here to count Tuma Blua. So it's not true, because even if you swallowed something and you spit it out, It's not fit for another human consumption because they saw you swallow it. If nobody saw you swallow it and you spat it out, and you put it on somebody else's plate and you clean it up.
It looks good.
It looks good. Somebody will eat it. Just don't tell Huda. That's only he. The loy chazia befun of tak in front of him. It's repugnant. It is suitable. So that's how we know tuma blua. So why taka can go to mikveh and then we say he's turned at night? Because any food that he ingested is no longer generating tuma because it's tuma blua. Says he want to ask, and it's not tuma based on story, but tuma based on story, we have a tuma called masa. If you lift it, you become tummy. So the person, when he walks around with it, he's sort of lifting it, he should become tummy. Must be called tuma blua. Ask him tuma blua, tada blua. No, all we know is that if you swallow something, tummy doesn't generate tuma. But if you swallow a ring, that's tired. And then you walk into tummy in your house, how do you know that's not a kabel tuma? Kabel chaymen. You have a kabel chaymen. Mada klichet is an earthenware, hamukka tummy puzzle that's sealed shut. And if you have, let's say, a corpse inside it, and there's less than a tefach space between the dead body and the roof of this cylinder, this tumah breaks through to the ceiling. So we see that the klicheres cannot protect from tumah inside, internal tumah. But about tumah the tzutza, if it's tight, compressed, by kaz v'oila, it breaks right through. Adli the kia to the ceiling, matzal al tada shavatoicha metame. Yet if there's something tire inside the klecheres, like we have the oil in the base of Mikdash in the second by Chanukah, it protected the oil from becoming tame. Metame does not accept tame. Is adam shematzal al tuma. In other words, it's easier to protect something from becoming tame than to protect something from generating tuma. So a person shematzal al tuma shavatoicha metame. We just said that this full yom. At night is all right, even though he has food inside him that wants to generate tumor, but it stops that. So it's not stronger than the klicheres. It stops even spreading tumor. Surely, if he has a ring swallowed, that it doesn't accept any tumor. So what are you talking about? There's a leniency by klicheres. Mali klicheres over a person. Mali, the tumor there is not so. Mali klicheres can aim with tame gabe. A klicheres cannot become tame. If you touch a klicheres from the outside, it becomes tame. It only has to be from internal. That's right. No, even if not sealed. Klicheres only has to be a sheres, has to be hanging in the avir.
In the space.
In the Enosh Parshish Mini, there's a cause of that. A klicheres does not become tame from the outside, only internally. So the klicheres is so weak. Maybe that's why it protects the ring inside. Tema, but adam shem tamei gabe. But a person who so easily becomes tamei, you can touch him now, he becomes tamei. Maybe so what? Maybe also the ring inside is mekabel tuma. Says the Gemara, otu anan megabe kamenina. Now we bechlal even talking about the klicheres from the external that you told me about weaknesses metoiche kamenina. We're talking about internal where a klicheres does become tamei and yet it protects. The oil inside by Chanukah that didn't become tamei, so surely by a person. Adrabe klicheres chomer she came at tamei ba'avira. On the contrary, klicheres has a chomer that no one else has. Anything else, if you don't touch it, it doesn't become tamei. If you hold a sheres in front of somebody, you wave it back and forth, it doesn't become tamei unless he comes in contact. Klicheres, if you just wave the sheres inside the klicheres without touching anything, it becomes tamei. So klicheres is so easy to become tamei, and yet it protects the oil of whatever is inside it from becoming tamei. So surely a person who doesn't have that surely protects the ring that's inside him from becoming tamei. Says the Gemara, okay, Ashkan Bulua de Lamaila. You found a case where a man ingested it, so it came through the normal ways of ingestion. A blue the matzvah. What about if you put it through the other end? How do you know that your body protects it? When it goes through, it doesn't yet fully digest it. Yet matzil, if there's a ring intact and everything else, it doesn't become tamei. So when it comes through the other end, where there mamish it disintegrates and everything else, ain't a din shematzil. Surely the body should protect it from kabel tumah. What are we talking about? The only way the bottom does its job, it has to go through the normal way. I feel hochi. Nevertheless, the ichel lamata true has to go the normal way. But which one does it much more? The more enzymes that does exactly breaks it down much further is down on the bottom end. Okay, so we know by a person. If you absorb the ring, it does not make kabel tuma. Aba blue the behemoth and all the by behemoth, the same thing. And if it, that like the Uber is not, it doesn't become tuma and all that. Kabel chayma. Uma adam shemetame b'chaim. A person, while he's alive, touches a dead body, he becomes tame. Yet matzlo b'belua, if he has a ring inside him, it stays tor. Behema she'enu b'chaim. A behema cannot become tame while it's alive. And it's not metame. When you touch an animal while the animal is alive, you don't become tame. Ein adin shetatzel b'belua. Surely the behema should be able to protect while it's alive what's inside him. 1 second, mal adam. You know why? By adam, who's not a very strong tumor, she can't tzadish shehiyah beis hamenuga. A person, if he's carrying something, he walks into a house of leprosy, he becomes tame straight away. But what do you call it? The other thing, don't become tame unless he stayed there long enough to have a meal of wheat. Tame behema shehiyah tzadish shehiyah beis hamenuga. So he walks in, becomes tame. So we see behema stricter. So maybe it's also metame something that it swallowed. Give me an example, a scenario where you tell me a behemoth doesn't have to wait. You're talking about the kelim shel gabba, right? If she's carrying, a behemoth don't wear clothes. You're talking about things that the behemoth carries on top of it. It doesn't have to wait. It comes to me straight away. The person, the same thing. When do we say a person has to wait inside the house of leprosy a few minutes before it becomes tummy? You're talking about the clothes that he's wearing. But if he's carrying things in his hand, they become tummy straight away, just like he becomes tummy straight away. So what's chilga adon behema? Adam nami loy boy. A person also has to wait. Now we learned hanichnis the base. A guy walks in the base of menuga. The kelev al ksev, if he's carrying kelim on his shoulders, the sandal of a taboyis of a yadav, and he has the sandals and his thing and his rings inside his hand. He's carrying it. Who the hain tmei miyadu comes tmei tmei straight away. Hoya lovush kelev the sandal of a ragla. But if he's wearing it like a normal person does, the taboyis of his boy, he wears rings on his fingers. Then who tmei miyad the hain tayin, and they're tayin atche yisha bedeh for the pras, unless he waits long enough to eat a half a loaf of bread. Pas chitim, a loaf of bread a week, because that's a bit slower. V'loy pas tayin, it's a bit quicker, and not barley. And mesa v'oichol b'liftan. And he's lying, because somehow or another Rashi tells us in Sukkah, when you recline, when Erevin, you eat a lot faster than when you sit normally. I don't know, I would have thought the other way. I mean, that's how it was in those days. Bottom line is, there's no chumra by behema over an adam, because a behema carries things and becomes tamei straight away, so too by an adam. So therefore, if an adam that's more chumra than a behema, yet it protects the things inside it, so surely a behema, which is less, because a behema while it's alive does not generate tumra, surely protects the things that are inside it. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav says, Rabbi, I don't understand the chiddush of Rabba. Tavayu Taninu, this concept of blua, we already learned in the Mishnah. Sai tuma blua, that if you swallow something, tame doesn't pass on tuma. Tanina, and sai tara blua, if you swallow something, toy, it does not make kabbal tuma if you've been walking to a tummy room. We learn, for example, tuma blua, tanam, we learn, bola tabas tame, you swallow a tummy ring. Toivil, you go to the mikveh, va'oichul betrumasa, and you eat truma. Ah, you have a tummy ring inside you, who cares? Hekia, if you spat it out, then to Tamea, is Tamei v'tamasa, and v'tamasa. And the ring now will be Metame you. So what does he clearly calls man? The ring is inside you. You can eat anything else, doesn't, but the mikveh that you went to doesn't help for the ring, because the ring is inside you. As soon as you spat it out, the ring is still a Tamei the ring, and it's Tamei you. So we see that Tuma Bulua. Yeah, you touch it as it's going out of your mouth or whatever. Tahoida blua, and if you swallow the Tahoida gering, it's not makabotum. And also we learned, bola tabas Tahoida, you swallow the Tahoida gering, as you walk into a room with a mace, vihiza, and you sprayed, vishana, you repeat it again, vitavali, you went to the mikveh, no, you went to the, you sprayed the poradum you twice, the fourth day and the seventh day, and then you went to the mikveh, the key is spat it out, harehi kimosha hoisa, that ring remains Tahoida, just like it originally was. So what's Rabba's chiddush? Says Rabba, what you just said right now doesn't. I said is that our Mishnah you could learn is Tumas Beis Astarim, which is what we're talking about, or Tumas Ablua. I'm telling you Tumas Beis Ablua. What's the Chiddush? Kikam Rabba Gashem Bolash Tabas. He swallowed two rings. Achas Tamei Vachas Tehida. One was Tamei was Tehida. And the Chiddush is Lemetami La Tamei La Tehida. Tamei is not Metami La Tehida because they're both inside. And that's called Tumas Blua. The case in our Mishnah is you have a midwife who puts the hand inside the animal where there was an uber, so that's inside, and yet we're saying the chaya is tame.
Even though one's tohu, one's tame.
And you just said tuma blua does not generate tuma. If she touched the uber outside the animal, understandable. But if she touched the uber inside the animal, it's a tuma blua.
Why is it different than the two rings?
Yes, so why is it different? But uber v'chaya, the kishtei daboy is dame, it's no different than the case of two rings. And you have a kamatama, the uber v'chaya. We find that the uber is matama, the midwife. Why? Rabba says, he answered himself, shiny Uber is different. Hoyle the Seifer Lotzes. When you have a ring, lav dafki, you're ever going to pass it out. But when you have an Uber, eventually it's going to go out. Therefore, it's not considered blua. It's as if it already went out. Uber, soifer, lots of tabaz, lots of everybody, eventually you swallow a dime, eventually it passes out. The ring also eventually is going to pass out. It's not going to stay there forever, either, you know, either end. What's a chilek? So why is this called blue and that not? Hello, Marava. Pumbadisa Yadatayma. My other teacher, for the chief rabbi, Pumbadisa knows the Hamilsa that this matter. Umar Rabbi Yosef. Umar Rabbi Yosef. Umar, it's interesting how Rava calls the Rebbe Pumbadisai. The New Yorker knows.
The guy from
Pumbadisa. Umar Rabbi Yosef, Tuma Zu, the truth of the matter is the Chaya shouldn't be Tummy either. Because Tuma Blua, or Tuma that's absorbed, does not generate Tuma. So how come the midwife is Tummy? And Tumazu ain't a medivra taita. You're right, ma taita, she shouldn't be tummy. Ella medivra omin rabbanan. What kind of lengthy expression? My ain't a medivra taita, el divra seifrin. What he meant was, the leitema liba rabba kiva. The amar ube meijer tummy. Rabba kiva disagrees. He holds that there is a thing called tumabalua. So don't think the reason why the chaya is tummy is because of tumabalua. No. Ella fil abishmol am ube meijer tummy. Even abishmol as a tumabalua is tired. So if the midwife touches the ube, you would think that it's tired. Taz a mishnah, you tummy me drabonin. Why? Gozruba tummy drabonin. My timer. Why is it if the midwife touches the fetus inside, does the midwife come tummy? It's a tumabalua. We are worried that the midwife won't realize Shema Yitzi Vlad Roishe Chutzal Preisler. For a fetus to be considered born is either most of the body comes out or just the head. And maybe the head by a baby came out of the uterus and it's in the corridor, but she doesn't realize that her hand is in the corridor. She thinks she's still inside the uterus. And therefore she thinks she's not tummy. So she said, you know what? If you touch a baby inside, you're always tummy. If so, Isha Nami said the mother, how come you said that the mother does not become Tameh if she has a dead baby inside? Says mother, Isha Magesh is Batsa. There's no reason to make it Tameh because she knows if the baby passed its head out or not. So she feels, but the Chaya doesn't know. The Tema Lola Chaynu, so she should tell right away the midwife, hey, you know, you're touching the baby in the canal. Trida, she has other things on her mind at the moment. She's in labor pain. She has other things on her mind rather than telling about the laws of Tumah. Says the Gemara, "My Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva, what's this? You're telling me now this whole concept of Tuma Blua is an argument of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva. What's going on here? The Tani we learned, V'chol Asher Yiga Pnei Sada. The Pasuk says that anything that touches in on the field, the Chukas, V'chol Asher Yiga Pnei Sada, anything we touch, you touch on top of the field in a visible place. La Hoytzi Ube B'Mei Yisha. But if it's an invisible place, if it's a Blua hidden, there's no Tuma. Divi Rabbi Shmuel." Comes along, Rabbi Kiva says, no, you know what? Asher al pnei asoda on the field, the rabbi is to include goylil v'dayfik, which you have all over Shas, and Rashi and Taisis argue everywhere, except here, Taisis couldn't be bothered. He just said, look at my other places. Rashi says that goylil means the lid of a coffin, and dayfik is the walls of a coffin. Now, why? That they also become tummy, even though they don't touch the mace. Taisis disagrees because we had a Gemara in Bav Metzia that a behema can be used as a goylil. So Taisus holds it means the matzeva, because you know it's a tombstone and you have a mark to know where the person. You can tie an animal down. Who uses a cow to be the lid of a coffin? That's Taisus' argument. Abishmal, goyil with daifik. Abishmal has no. For that, I don't need a pasuk that the goyil and the daifik. But a beni geishel is just like Rashi that the goyil and the daifik should be tamei. That's a lachem moshem b'sinai. But Rabbi Akiva, ube b'meiyish tamei the rice and nolei. So he says. He disagrees with Shmuel, and that pnei asada doesn't mean that. It means girl with doifig, and it doesn't have to be visible. How does he know? There's a posse which says hanageya ba mace ba nefesh. If somebody touches a mace bin nefesh, sounds like inside a mace inside another person, you become tummy. That's an uber. So we see tuma blue as metame. Ezo mace she bin nefesh aladam. Which mace is inside another person? Of him is an uber. Shemayima. Rabbi Shmuel, Haim, but what you do with that pasuk? The mace bin nefesh sounds like this in Uber. Bishol says that we need revi'ez dam habome. That we need for a revi'ez of blood that comes from a mace. Shemitame, that is metamish. And then it says hanageya bin mace bin nefesh adam. If somebody touches a mace bin nefesh adam, if you walk in eizun nefesh adam shemitame revi'ez dam. How much blood do you need inside an oil to make an oil or tummy? Has to be a quarter of a leg of blood. And how do we know that? Because it says in the pasuk, ben meis ben nefesh, to have enough blood to carry a nefesh. That's a quarter of a leg. That's what I need the pasuk for. But Abba Kivinu, maybe Takwat has a pasuk is for. How did you know to include an Uber? Abba Kivu Tamei, he holds you don't need a Nevi'ah's Dam. We had a Sanhedrin, no matter after the Nevi'ah's Dam, Bombish, name Mason of Tamayo. He holds Mimhad Machlekish, Aim Mosesh, and the Mikra, and the Foshesh without a Vav. He read it as if it's in the Foshesh in plural, that even one Nevi'ah, so two people's also. The Tanim Kivu Aimim, and nine Nevi'ah's Dam. Habor Mishnei Mesim Shematamboy Matamboy Oshanam. It says, I'll call the Foshes Mesla Yavish, Dain the Foshes Vashir Echad. He doesn't, everyone should. And we finish at 7.